Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Now turn with me to Mark chapter 12. We shall read from verse 18. Of it. Then come unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection, and they ask him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him, and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. There were seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her and died, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise. And the seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do you not therefore err, because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead, that they rise. Have ye not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You therefore do greatly err. Amen. The title of our message is God of the Living. The Sadducees, the religious people of those days, did not believe there is resurrection, though the scripture says there is resurrection. They figure it out that how can resurrection happen? And they didn't believe. So they came with a question, with a puzzle, to try Jesus Christ so that he might fall into their trap. And as we read, they spoke concerning a brother that had seven brethren, and they all took it to a wife, and all of them died with no child. The question is, whose wife is she among the seven? And Jesus took them on by saying that, don't you err greatly for not knowing the scriptures, neither the power of God? That God is the God of the living, not of the dead. You are thinking of the dead, but God is thinking of the living. He's speaking of the living. He says you are dead. That's what the scripture says. That your male life is hid with Christ in God. That's why we must find who Christ is. Jesus says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are living. That every word of God is living. That's why it says, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the word of God, the Holy Scripture, is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. He said, don't you err greatly? You are reading the Bible, you are thinking of the dead flesh. That is the problem today. Your heart has not turned to the scriptures. That God, by Moses, he spoke to them in the wilderness for 40 years. They did not turn to the living. Why? They turned to the dead. Their heart was in the dead. It says to be naturally or carnally minded is the death. They were living in the dead. But he's saying to us that he is God of the living word of God. The God of the Holy Scriptures. That God gave birth to the Bible. And he's preaching the same Bible to us, that he is the Son of the living God. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Not possible. As we see things give birth to what they are. An animal, like a lion, will give birth to a lion. Humans give birth to humans. It says God gave birth to God. That God is not God of creatures. He's God of the living Son of God. That every word that proceeded from his mouth is his Son. He gave birth to the Word. He gave birth to himself, is what he's saying to us. God is one. And that invisible God that spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai gave birth to this Bible. He says this is the word by the gospel that is being preached to us. That all flesh is as grass. And all their glory is like the flower of the grass. The grass dies, the glory falls away. Men die. That this living word of God cannot perish. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word. The word of the invisible God abided forever. This is the word that is speaking to us. He said, don't you err greatly? For God is not talking of the dead flesh. He's talking of the living word. That's why he says, as many as receive him. He gave them power to become the sons of God. Who? The word. He said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. By him all things were created. God created all things by Jesus Christ, by his word. Where do we have that word today? In the Holy Bible. He said in him is life. That is the living. This living one animates, shines light. Lights every man that comes into this world. This one Son of God. As we have the one Son, physical Son, shining in the whole world. Permeating the whole space, giving light to us on earth. One sunshine. He said that is how Christ is. He is the one Son of God that gives life to the creatures. And that this living one, God is saying we should receive him. We are only enjoying his shining. He said he lights every mind. He says while you have the light, receive him. Lest darkness come upon you, because one day shall be switched off. Why? Because this light says he's going in. That is why he said Christ in you is the hope of glory. That this light of God, with God leads himself, Christ, he said he wants to enter us. He is knocking at the door to enter. He says once the master rises up, then the door is shut. That we have hope that if you have light, he says, receive the light, walk in the light. What light? The light of God. That he is that light. This Bible is that light of God. That lightens our eyes. Give us the understanding of God. Of the living. God is light. In him there's no darkness at all. So that he is God of the living. The religious Sadducees, they don't understand it. See, today the religious man does not understand that God is not preaching flesh and blood. He's preaching this Bible. One Christ. One word of God. He said, by one spirit are we baptized into one body. Whenever we be Jews or Gentiles, it doesn't matter. We all receive this one holy Bible. We are in our hearts as the true Son of God. Not just quoting scriptures. That we must believe that this word of God, this planting of God is the true planting of God. And he wants to be planted in our heart, in our mind. That we will know him. From the least to the greatest. Everyone will know whom Christ is. That it is this Bible, not another. That is being preached to us. He said, don't you err, for you don't know the scriptures. That the scripture is whom God is talking of. That he is God of Abraham. Did you not hear what he told Moses in the wilderness? When he called him from the burning bush. That he is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. That this man received this word. As you receive your languages. As you speak your languages, that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets and all the apostles received the word. That's why what they received, they wrote it for us. That's why we have this Bible. How did we get it? We got it from the apostles and the prophets. And Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. So he's saying to us that we should be of him. That's what the word of God is preaching to us. If you go with me, if we take a reference in 1 Peter chapter 1, I hear what it says. from verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. He said he is preaching the word. What word? This holy word of God in the Bible to us, that we should believe in him. We should receive him how? As the Son of God. Receive him how? As the truth of God. Receive him how? As the life of God, as the living. That's what Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one can come to the Father except by me. Who is this me? Jesus, the Word of God. That Jesus is the Word of God. He says there's no other way that we can come to the Father except by him. See what 1 John says, reading from verse 9 of it. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You see, he wants us to have his Son. He said he has given us eternal life. That this life is not in us, is in his Son. Therefore, he that has the Son of God has life. He that doesn't have the Son of God, he has no life. That the witness of God is greater than the witness of man. And if we receive the witness of men, that of God is greater. For example, we have languages we speak on this earth, by which we communicate with one another. That is the witness. You are a witness of the languages you are speaking. And that witness is in you. He said that he that hath the witness of God has believed God. That's the evidence. And that all the language we speak, whether you speak English or French or Chinese, is not in your flesh. It's inside you. It's in your heart. No one wears a suit or a dress and he claims to be speaking English language. No one eats Chinese food and he's a Chinese speaker. No, it's in words. We receive it by words. And so he's saying to us that God is the God of the world, not of the dead flesh. The Sadducees were thinking of the dead flesh. But Jesus is telling them that God is a spirit. He is word. What word? The word in the Holy Bible. He said that he had given us eternal life. That eternal life is in his word. That as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Holy Bible, to his Son, to have life in himself. That this word of God is living. The living Son of God. And this living Son of God want to possess us. Want to reproduce himself in us. He say, I am the true vine, you are the branches. He want to branch himself inside you. By what means? By faith. That if you believe in your hearts, the Lord Jesus, this word of God, and confess him with your mouth, he say you shall be saved. That God raised him from the dead. This word was made flesh. He dwelt among us, and he died, and God raised him up. And he told Martha, I am the resurrection, I am the living one. Anyone that believes in me can never die. He has passed from the dead flesh to the living word of God. He cannot perish. For what he has received abided forever. Amen. If you receive Christ by faith, he says you abide forever. You can never perish, because the word of God endures forever. as we read. And so he said, this is life eternal, that we might know him, the true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Whom did he send? He sent his word, and healed us and delivered us from our destructions. For the people of God are destroyed because they don't know the true God. The Sadducees, because they don't know the true God. They have not turned to the scripture Jesus told them. He said, you err greatly. Your error is not a small error. It's a great one. Why? Because you are thinking of the wrong fellow. You are mindful of yourselves. God is not talking of yourselves. He's talking of himself. He's talking of the word of God to us. He's preaching life to us. That he is the living. You are the dead. He told Abraham, if you disobey him, you shall surely die. And he disobeyed his word. He rejected the word. The spirit departed from him. What spirit? The spirit of Christ, of this Bible, departed from Adam. Then he died. He was groping. He knew not God anymore. But today, he's saying to us that he is the one, that we should come to him. Come to who? Come to this word of God, and that he will give us rest. What rest? Rest from ignorance. Rest from the devil. The devil is the troubler. That if we don't know God, he says that is coming from the devil. The God of this world has blinded the mind of men that they will not know that God is word. And he spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai. They heard him. They walked away. They forgot. They made a molten calf, the work of their hands, and says, this is the Lord. Why is God gave the Lord to Moses? The word to Moses. Don't we have the Bible? Till today we have the Bible. He said, this word of God is the Son of God. That is the witness of God himself, the record he gave concerning his Son. And that this Son of God, not only that the Father gave witness of him, see what he says in verse 20 of this 1 John 5. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. That every other thing is an idol. There's only one that can remove idol from our heart, Jesus Christ. This word of God. That's why John the Baptist said, behold him. Behold the Lamb of God. That takes away the sin of the world. He sacrificed himself through the eternal spirit. God offered himself through the eternal spirit and gave us this word that holy men spoke as they were moved by the eternal spirit. And then since there is no other, he gave birth to himself. And then he says that my flesh is meat indeed. Let's read that in John chapter 6. Reading from verse 53 of it. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. He says, if you eat me, I'll be dwelling inside you and you dwell in me. Who? This word is meat indeed. That means it's food indeed. Physical food, no. Spiritual food. You can eat it just like you ate your natural languages. You ate your mother tongue. That's why it's inside you. Jesus says that the word of God is food indeed. Is drink indeed. You can eat him. You can drink him. How? You can drink the truth of him. You can eat the truth of him. This is the Son of the living God. He says, as many as are led by the Spirit of the Scriptures are the sons of God. That we are joined here with Christ. Christ being the first begotten of the Father. And then everyone that are Christ's jointly inherit this one truth of the Holy Bible. And therefore, is everyone that have received him, have his spirit in them. That spirit crying out, Abba, Father. They know him. They know their Father. Then we are born again by the Bible unto life again. See Hebrews chapter 12. And hear what the scripture says to us concerning the living. Hebrews chapter 12 in verse 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Are you hearing? He wants us to be partakers of his holiness. He created Adam from the dust of the ground. He said that's a creature, can never inherit the kingdom of God. That the truth, the child of God, born of the spirit, this word of God, he is the father of spirit. God is the father of this holy Bible. He says, so that we'll be partaker of his divine nature. Through what? Through Christ, through the scriptures. He said, by this we, Peter, St. Peter's writing in 2 Peter chapter 1, he says, by this we are partakers of the divine nature. And that when you partake of him, that is the Son of God, that is the child of God. And not a creature. Creatures can never inherit the kingdom of God. He says, the hireling is for a season, cannot abide. That creature he created is a hireling. It's temporary. He says, if this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God, eternal in the heavens. That one is the body of Christ, the Word himself. He says, meat indeed, is food indeed. And he says, we also have had natural parents. He told Nicodemus, flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit to spirit. And that as we have natural parents, you must be born again. It must be done again, this time by the eternal spirit. God the Almighty want to give birth to you by what means by his Son. For he so loved us, he gave us his Son, that unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. This holy word of God is the Son of God. He said, this Son of God want to bring many sons to glory. That he that sanctify and they that are sanctified of what? Born of the same Christ. He's not ashamed to call them brethren. Everyone that is born of him are exactly as he is. No difference. Where is that person in this Bible? He says, we have had natural parents. Are we not to be subject to the Father of spirits? That every word of God, every scripture came by the inspiration of God is for chastisement, for correction. To correct us and drive foolishness from our heart. For the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The Israelites said, there's no God. He said, oh, why God was in Shiloh? Micah made a house of images. And they went after it. And that this Bible is our God. Not maybe. The genuine, the authentic, true God. This is the God the Israelites revolted against. He says, if we revolt against him, because he's gone worldwide, that he is our peace. Who? Jesus Christ. He is broken down the middle wall partition. That once you see the Son of God, you have seen the Father. Once you receive this Son of God, you have received life. He said he is the Father of spirits. That means he gives birth to spirits. As we said, trees reproduce their kind. Animals reproduce their kind. So God reproduces himself. He cannot be another way. He said corrupt tree produce corrupt fruit. A good one produced. God gave birth to God. The invisible God gave birth to this visible God, the Holy Scriptures. The Adonai. He says, bow before him. He told the angels to worship him when he came into the world. Who? This Bible is the Son of God that was made flesh. He said, we see him. And that he is the God of the living. Why they had the living? They are not turning to the living. The Pharisees were locked up in themselves. They feel they are already born again. They feel they are already children of God. That's why the world is not opening to this scripture. That's why they have not opened to Christ. because they are mindful of themselves. He's saying, you search the scriptures, and then you think you have eternal life. But they are they that testify of me, saith Jesus Christ, that I am God, I am this Bible. Everyone in this whole world, they say, look unto me and be saved. I am the one talking to you life, not through a medium. Who? This Bible. He's talking. He said, why is it that they cannot understand what he's saying? He said, because you cannot hear my word. That every word I speak, they are living. Jesus says, listen to them. The Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I well pleased. Hear you in. I am telling you concerning the living. Receive him. Because the light will be switched off one day. And then you'll find yourself in outer darkness where there is gnashing of teeth, for he is free now. He said he allowed his sun to shine on the just and the unjust. Doesn't make no difference in his word. But he said, day is coming, he will put his division, his separation. That only those whose name are in the book of life, you know what he's saying? Only those who have received him as the living. Who knows that this Bible is the living Son of God, and it dwells in them as it was dwelling Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets and all the apostles. He said, look, them will escape, for he has gone inside. He's not going to be outside. He said, he wants to come inside you. That once the master shut the door, then they come and start knocking at the door. He said, open, open. He said, I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. You saw me all the while. Why didn't you open the door for me? Why should I open to you now? He says, if you open to me, I will open to you. Who? The Bible. Open where? The door of your heart. Not another. I say, for 40 years, they locked their heart in the wilderness. They hardened their heart. They said they don't want him. And he was grieved with that generation. I said, they do always err in their heart. They have not known my way. Though Jesus says, I am the way. This is the way of God. This is the way of the living. This is the way of the truth. This is the only way to the Father. This one holy Bible. If anyone doesn't take it, he says, he will find him one day. That the books will be open. And they will meet their God. He said, oh Israel, prepare to meet Christ. That every one of us shall pass through this judgment seat of Christ. This one Christ we are seeing every day. And we ignore him because we have something we are thinking of. Ourselves. He's not preaching ourselves to you. He says, no, I have sinned. I come short of the glory of God. God cannot rebuild what he has destroyed. That he took away the first, that he might establish the second. That the natural man he took from the dust of the ground, he said that's where death came from. That is the dead. We all died in Adam. But in Christ, he said, all shall be made alive. That Christ is that spirit that came from heaven. What? The word that proceeded from the mouth of God. He said he is the Lord. The quickening spirit. The life-giving spirit, what he's saying. That he is the inheritor of everything, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That this is why he does not pass away. A dead fellow cannot inherit. Men die. But he said Jesus does not die. He is the living. He is the God of the living world. He told the Sadducees. He's not God of the dead flesh. The God of the Holy Bible, which is preached to us. Receive him. For there's not another Son of God. This is the true and the eternal Son of God that abided forever, whom God gave birth to, because he so much loved us, he didn't want us to perish. He not gave birth to what we can receive. He said, little children, stay away from my idols. Receive Christ, and you shall be delivered.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.